Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 253, part 2, the conclusion to Attention. Today is Sunday, August 5th, 2012.
Oh, happy day. Thank you, Oh, happy day.
Let's listen to how David gets God's attention. Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. I mean, he had the secret. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and needy. In condescension to my littleness, and in pity to my weakness, bow down thine ear, O Lord, unto me. See, because when our prayers are lowly, by reason of our humility, or feeble by reason of our sickness, or without wing by reason of our despondency, our depression, our downtime, the Lord will bow down to them. Our God will have respect to our prayers. He will pay attention. In the original it says, having a beggarly poor spirit. Some say, well, that's too negative. No, it's not negative, it's positive. It's knowing and accepting your place. Because faith, when she is the most loftiest, has the name of God on her tongue and calls him Jehovah, and yet dares to ask from that condescending and tender acts of love. Great as he is, he loves his children to be bold with him, but not for selfish reasons. Father, my brother has a need. And so here was Jairus in the synagogue, and a synagogue official, I should say, becoming weak and becoming lowly, becoming humble, and then Jesus heard him. David goes on, "For I am poor and needy, doubly a son of poverty. First poor and without supply for my needs, and next needy and so full of wants, though I'm unable to supply them." You see, our distresses are a very forceful reason for our being heard by the Lord. God merciful and God gracious. Because you see, mercy is ever the master argument with mercy. I know your mercy, O Lord, so show me some. I am poor and I am needy. And this is the way that Jairus came. I know if you'll only touch her. And so such reasoning as this would never be adopted by a proud man. And of course, then they'll never be heard. God will pay no attention to them when they're proud, stiff necks, claiming in the name of Jesus and just going into a hyper fit. Do you hear what I'm saying there? Claim to fame and take no blame crowd. I hope you're out there and you're listening. But what can we do with those who tell us that all hope is dead, that there is no use in making any further effort? What do you do? Well, you pay no attention. What does that have to do with the job at hand? Oh, we can give ear to these prophets of despair. But if we do this, one or two tragic things and results will follow. We shall enter in half-hearted in our efforts or quit altogether. And then we become half-hearted and we fail. I think if there's one thing worse than a person with a half a mind, it's a person with half a heart. Half-heartedly pound the nail. Half-heartedly paint the wall or scrub the floor. Huh? Half-heartedly get into their work. Their heart isn't in it. God says, love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And so what good is half a person? Half here and half there. Bible says a double-minded man is unreliable in all of his ways, unstable, like water. Did you ever have someone yell, stop, stop, just before you're going to jump across a 10-foot, let's say, body of water? Remember we used to do that down at the Sioux River. And so instead of not paying any attention to them, you do pay attention to them and you make a half-hearted jump and you end up in mud up to your knees. I think there are many failing in the church the same way. They have not surrendered. They have become half-starved and they end up with a religion that satisfies neither God or man. And they're all over the place. And it's a funny thing, when they get into that, they try to draw others into the same deadness because there was something in that person. They think it's the person. No, it's a place with the person in the place. And they end up just being a bunch of drags, defeated drags, dragging from here to there and everywhere, but too proud to admit any wrong. But then again, sometimes these prophets of doubt and doom cause us to give over our high quest altogether. They can cause you to do that. They can just keep on and on and on, preacher. You listening on the radio now? And it can keep on and on and on until you just give up. In the Gospel of Mark, we see such a fellow, and listen. There followed him a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold of him, and he left the cloth in their hands and fled from them naked. And in one of these houses, a certain young man was just out of taking a bath, just got done. And he hears this noise out there. And so his curiosity is aroused. And he cracks open the door a little bit and he peeks out there, don't you see, and says, "What's happening? We're going to arrest Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. And this transforms him right there because he knows Jesus. He wishes to follow him, but he never dared. But now, don't you see, he is awakened, and with no time to dress, he wraps himself up in a sheet, and off he goes to die if necessary, side by side with Jesus. But something happens to break this spell. He runs into a group of young men, and they say, "You know what, you're nuts, you're crazy," and he listens to them. And fear takes over, and off he flees with no bed sheet. His tragedy was, don't you see, was that he paid attention to wrong voices. And so listen, let's follow the example of our Lord and pay no attention to people's sad wails. Oh, how we need to develop in the art of not paying attention. A guy told me, he says, "Well, I plan to go into business. And I thought people would congratulate me." You know what they said? "Well, I'm sorry to hear this. Have you prayed about it? Are you 100% sure?" Well, who is 100% sure? Better wait till you got enough money, a good down payment on that business. Better clear up your debts first. Better make sure for sure. But watch yourself. You got to learn how to pay no attention. Listen to the prophets of doom. They're all over. Inflation is going to kill us. Minigasco is going to break us. The working man is going to starve. Don't get involved in anything. There's an H-bomb. It's a coming. Don't buy anything. The rates are too high. Don't eat hot dogs. They're full of poisons. Don't wear slacks. Don't wear makeup. Well, I know some of these people don't wear makeup. Some of them don't comb their hair either. What a mess. Don't put salt on your food. Oh, I just love that. I go in the cafe and I see these people and they just kind of push their salt. I just take the salt and I just make a production out of it. You know what I mean? Like there was a complete orchestra there. Dum, 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 ta, 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 dum, 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 dum. Just salt it down. At least I'll die salty. You mean you're still drinking coffee? Don't you know that's poison? And then I read in the paper a couple months later that it's it heals you of cancer or something. You know what I mean? Are you still having sugar? That's a killer. You'll get hyper. I says, well, I think a lot of people should start eating sugar then. Hershey bars for everybody. Wake these deadheads up. And they're prophets of doom. Reagan, they say, hates the little man. We're running out of gas. Don't eat pork. Are you eating pork? Boil your fruit. It's got poison on it. Buy a one-room house. They're so much easier to heat. heat with wood. You remember that when everybody was going to heat with wood and they went out and they bought chainsaws, $398, and they were buying the great big long ones and half of them didn't know how to even start the things. Then they had to buy a pickup truck and then they had to go up north. They had to go up there and they had to get permission to cut down these trees and nobody knew how to cut them down and they'd end up with back problems and all. I got into that. I was going to be a logster. You're overeducated. That's what your problem is. I heard a guy telling this guy, says, you know what's wrong with you? You're overeducated. You're undereducated. That's another one. Buy these bank certificates. Buy these IRAs. Buy gold. Store up food. Guy told me the other day, you know what? We're in a depression. I mean, he was just wild. No, I said, the only depression I feel is after you get done talking to me. Then I feel depression. Before that, I was just enjoying myself here slurping on a cup of coffee. Are you hearing this? So-and-so is going to quit the church. Did you hear what happened to the church up the next block? And blah, blah, blah. Well, I heard it's folding up. I says, how could the church fold up? I says, is it made out of cardboard? I stop in the cafe in the morning, and wherever you go, just listen. The prophets of doom, they're out there. They're all over the place. They're sitting there slurping coffee. One guy started gagging. He seen me come in the door, and he could hardly wait. He wanted to give me some prophecies of doom. I mean, just about everything, the weather and everything. And he was spitting and coughing, you know, because he wanted to drink and talk at the same time. I thought, oh, no, this is a frontal attack. I barely get in the door. But sitting in these cafes in the morning are all the prophets of doom. Get ready for more snow. And I said, well, I haven't seen no snow. Is it snowing outside? Man, I said, it's 75 degrees out there. Oh, it's going to come. It comes every time. Ever heard this one? Every basketball tournament, it snows. Oh, I hope I don't snow this basketball tournament. I pray for it. Lord, if it be your will. 80 degrees at least. Upset these prophets of doom. Have you heard that one, though? How many have heard that one? Every tournament, it always snows. Oh, shut up. Go dribble someplace. Did you read the headlines yet? Guy told me that when this California thing was, California is going to slide right into the ocean. New York, too. Oh, he says, I hope I don't suck Minnesota in with it. I said, did you ever stop to think what would happen to the Midwest if all this land slipped into the ocean? Think about that one. I don't know what happened. Something would happen, though, wouldn't it? They'd think of something, wouldn't they? You know, they're having these nuclear leaks all over the place. No matter where you go, they're having these leaks in this power plant. This guy was getting frantic over in the other booth. He says, yeah, and them Russians are using gas, too. And then they have countries where they can't even pronounce their names, you know what I mean? Afghanistan, and they see them all kind of backwards and upside down, you know. Are you hearing this? and all kinds of arguments and prophecies of doom. Don't pay attention to them when these news people lay one on you. Yeah, there's those self-appointed prophets of doom, and in the end, when on the scene, now after all of these things have happened and looks like there's a lot of turmoil, up will pop a few Mr. Legalistics, I told you so's. And they'll get up on these stages and they'll walk back and forth and they'll have their Bibles in their hands and they will be, you talk about Bible thumpers, you ain't seen nothing yet. They'll be up there and they'll talk. And the crowds will be out there and they'll just be going through it. You know what I mean? And they'll be the ones that are left standing, tall and straight and legal and meaner than hell itself. That's what's in store. Yeah. I can hardly wait. You're going to have to learn how to pay no attention. From that I had a dream crowd, usually bad, waiting for the ooh and the ahs. No wonder the denominational and evangelical churches hate to see charismatics even enter their doors. You never know what they're going to do. They're crazy, some of them. You just walk in there, you know, and there's a beautiful evangelical church preaching Christ. You know what I mean? And the beautiful choir and everything is going good, and they believe you must be born again, and they have all. And then they get these weirdos coming in these long gowns. Maidens from wherever. And they'll come walking in and they will spook people. See? And what the evangelical movement has to tell them is to say, oh, get out of here. Move on out. I don't want to hear any more of this. But you're going to see a whole lot of sickies running around, and it's going to be called holiness preaching. Your only holiness is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you think you can get holy on your own, forget it. You can get mean on your own, but you can't get holy on your own. You can get good and mean on your own, and you can run back and forth on a stage with a Bible, and you can slap it and beat it and stand on your head and let your beans pop out and your eyes pop out, and you know, you'll get away with it for a while because you just scare people to death. See, but you won't bring any kind of life. That's what's on the scene, see? Prophets of doom. The last trumpet! And this kind of thing, see? Don't pay any attention. I just got done saying. And Jesus paid no attention to the Pharisees, to the Sadducees. What are these people doing eating corn? Why are you healing on a holiday? Sunday was made for man. Not man for Sunday. Well, how can we but help paying attention? How did Jesus do it? With cotton in his ears? No. Some seek to silence these prophets of doom by withdrawing like a monk. See, if you have a radio, you can turn it off when it is objectionable. But this doesn't happen with people. You can't pull the plug out or switch them off or throw them on the floor and jump on them or put them in another room or pull out some tubes. I think the better way then is to tune out the worthless by tuning in the worthful. Because the air right now is so full of voices. Going to be hard to discern. But if you're of the Lord, you just sort of get sort of a gut feeling. I mean, your stomach will just turn a flip. So be very choosy to who you listen to. Tune in the shiners and tune out the whiners. In Genesis, we read, God said, and we also read, the serpent said. God is broadcasting, but so is Satan. God is saying, I wish that none should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Though that you were a whore, a backsliding whore, I will marry you. And so it's our very privilege to tune in on God and thereby hush the lower voices into silence. Tune in to God. It's a simple message. There's nothing complicated about it. I have come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. Why, to hear some preach, you think they were sent. I mean, actually came here on Heaven's Express and crawled off of it, not even born to this world. And everybody out there, we have the final word. Well, the final word is Jesus Christ. And the final word is love, mercy, and forgiveness. Period. And the final word is life eternal. Eternally, you will live. And the final word is, if you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, thou wilt be saved eternally, and you can't lose it every other Tuesday. I look at Abraham. It says he believed on the promise until his body was old, and Sarah was ancient. But still, he believed that he would be the father, it says, of many nations. He didn't listen to all the voices. He had learned, I believe, the art of not paying attention. People probably said, Abraham, it's too late. You're old. You're over the hill. And he paid no attention. See, he was too intent upon the voice of God. He considered not his own body, now dead, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he was promised, he was also be able to perform. And so tonight, in closing, use your faith. Don't become fearful and don't pay attention to everybody, because your faith will always be tested by trials. Don't let someone place more trials on you because you didn't learn the art of not paying attention. Don't pay attention to everything. Learn how to turn off and tune in. And it'll work out for you. All things are working together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Have you found that to be so? I have. Well, that's a test and it's a trial. But all things will work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We are definitely in an end time struggle. And for sure, the coming of the Lord is right around the corner. There's no two ways about it. But having done all, the Bible says, stand. I think I know about everybody in here, so I guess if you're listening on the radio, that we should have an altar call for you. Bible says if you'll confess with the mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that will be saved. It means you have to admit you're a sinner and you need to say, Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. Come in and save me. And don't be ashamed of it. That's a word, isn't it? Sometimes people are ashamed of each other. Isn't that a shame? Isn't there a song like that? Shame, shame on you. Isn't there? Who knows that? Does anybody hear that song? Do you know that song? Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. You ever hear that, anybody? Nobody? Shame on you. Well, we did learn tonight that you can't listen to every voice that's out there. Huh? I mean, there's a lot of them out there, too. They're screeching and screaming from every direction. Lord sakes. And just go on with what God has shown you to do. And it'll all work out. You know what? And you'll just have a great amount of joy. Just like, come on, we're going to go and see this daughter healed. And Jesus isn't going to leave until there's joy and laughter. Oh, my. Bible says, do not weary in doing well. Did you ever get weary? What does that mean? Weary. Well, I'm talking about weary. I'm not talking about tired or bored. Weary. Weary? Weary is when you get sort of despondent. You become a mental. You ever see true mentals, they get, they're weary looking. They got us, everything hangs down. The face hangs out. The arms hang down, and they're just like they're weary. They just sort of shuffle along with bedroom slippers on. Huh? They don't even recognize that the whole back of their gown is out and they're walking down. See? They're just weary. Huh? You can get that way real easy. And you know what happens is it's sort of a state of mental illness when you get weary. It really is. It's a sneak preview of what can happen to you. And you can just see yourself in one of these wards. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Pastor Paul, you get back here now. Oh, God. It's true. Can you see yourself? Huh? Sure, sure. See yourself. Now, Alicia, you behave yourself. Can you imagine that? God, don't get weary. See what could happen? A word to the wise is sufficient. Yeah. Now, Paul, you know what I told you before? You took your dish and you put it over there again. Now, you go get it like a good boy. Happened because you got weary and you got despondent and you gave up and then you were dumb enough to tell somebody about it, so they locked you up. Don't pay no attention, and for God's sakes, don't tell everybody everything. Right? Why, you told everybody every thought you had, they'd lock you up, probably put you in the gas chamber. Because people is mean by nature. Say amen. You hearing this? I didn't try to spook you out with this thing, but it is a form of mental illness when we get weary in doing well. If you get weary in doing well, you're going to be doing bad. And you go from bad to worse. Pretty soon you find yourself sitting in some old rocking chair, see? Let me tell you, and I know this is a fact. I have to say it because it's very, very true. There are a lot of sickies in the body of Christ. And we really need to stabilize these people and tell them, man, you don't recognize it, but you've entered into a form of mental illness. Your dreams and your visions and all this, if you go tell a, a, tell anybody all these things that you have, they would lock you up. I often thought that. And the people come up and they had all of these things and they were sitting around and then and they had, they actually seen this person and they seen that person. And I thought, you know what? Now, I mean, this is what I thought when I first got into preaching. I thought, these people are totally nuts. And then what we do is we try to draw more of this out of them. Really? Oh, and then what happened? An angel came. And the angel said this, and the angel said that, and everybody's supposed to ooh and ah and go along with it. The Bible says, even an angel comes. See? Oh, my, there are a lot of us that can get sick and weird. Don't fall into that. You listen to me on the radio, and maybe you're a brand new young Christian, and somebody comes up and they tell you, oh, yes, and then we had them. We had several visions, and then an angel walked in. Have you ever seen an angel? And people all over are being drawn in. See, you know what? People don't know what to do with people after they have them, so they have to feed them a lot of things, and all they need is the gospel. And they need to not become weary in doing well, or they get sick. Well, I'm going to go down and throw some cold water on myself. Tell you what, I don't want to get weary in doing well and be a total mental. Say amen, somebody. This is really the truth. You take that and you go into your shops, and that's why people out there in the world, they don't tell everything. They cover up, see? They cover it up with their drinking and their drugs and all of that stuff, see? That's their escape hatch. So they told everybody everything that was bothering them, they'd lock them up. Well, I said it, and I'm glad. I think it's really the truth, and I think somebody ought to preach it too. And the next thing that's coming on, just like I said, they're going to have Bible-thumping, mean people running up and down stages and just going totally zonkers. See, and they got fuel because there's a few people that are having problems now, and they're fueling up for this thing, see, and they're going to be standing there with these great big trumpets of doom, and oh God, hey, get ready. Learn how to pay no attention and go on with what God has got you to do and stay out of that. Amen? Amen. Take a cold shower tonight. Go home. Wash your dirty dishes. Get busy. Don't get weary. God, I want to thank you for tonight, and I want to thank you for this church and for this mission on the north side. God bless each person that's in here tonight. God, I just pray that you would cause us to prosper, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and bring in that which we need. Thank you for the radio audience, Lord, that's been faithful in sending in money to keep our ministry going down here. Bless each one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
There you have it. That was part two, the conclusion to episode 253, Attention. Be sure to join us every Friday for part one and every Sunday for part two of Pastor Paul's messages. Next Friday, join us for Wounded. We'll see you back here. Have a great week. God bless you.